Watch, Joe Biden on Hunter pleading guilty to tax. Gun violations, I'm very proud of my son. By Christina Wong on June 21, 2023. I'm very proud of my son, President Joe Biden told a reporter Tuesday at an event in California after Hunter Biden agreed to plead guilty to two federal tax violations and one violation of gun laws. It was the president's first remarks on camera addressing the charges, which Republicans described as a part of a sweetheart deal that allowed Hunter Biden to avoid more serious charges and jail time. According to The Messenger, First Lady Jill Biden on Tuesday ignored a shouted question about the plea deal during an event at the White House on abortion. White House spokesman Ian Sam said in a statement, "The president and First Lady love their son and support him as he continues to rebuild his life." There are conflicting reports about whether the plea deal includes an end to all federal investigations into Hunter Biden. U.S. Attorney for Delaware David Weiss said in a statement, "The investigation is ongoing." However, a Politico report cited a person familiar with the plea deal said it is intended to be a comprehensive resolution of Hunter Biden's potential legal liability in all matters investigated by federal authorities. Those matters include allegations Republicans have leveled in recent years that his business dealings and his well-compensated post on the board of Ukrainian energy company Burisma amounted to corruption or violated the Foreign Agents Registration Act, the report said. "This is the end of it," the person said. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden's attorney Christopher Clark signaled the plea deal meant that his client could move on. "It is my understanding that the five-year investigation into Hunter is resolved," Clark said. "I know Hunter believes it is important to take responsibility for these mistakes he made during a period of turmoil and addiction in his life. He looks forward to continuing his recovery and moving forward." Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.